This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Financial innovation in the housing market is back. We're hearing terms like REO to rental securitization or rental-backed securities. If you're having flashbacks to a subprime crisis from a few years ago, I'm right there with you. But Stan Alcorn says this is a different animal.
Like the subprime mortgage-backed security of old, it all starts with a house.
It's a two-story brick house with a two-car garage.
But Jess Jocelyn rents that house from a $3.5 billion real estate investment trust called American Homes for Rent.
And from what I understand, almost all their houses look like this. They're really nice.
Nice houses in nice neighborhoods in cities with a lot of subprime mortgage-induced foreclosures. Lori Goodman, director of the Housing Finance Policy Center at the Urban Institute, says big investors have bought nearly 200,000 of these distressed homes over the past few years, lured by the post-crisis low prices.
You're seeing it in Phoenix, in Las Vegas, in Atlanta.
When they got into the market in 2012, the plan was to buy low with cash from investors and then reap the profits from high rents. But in 2014, in those cities, the price to buy has been on the rebound. And rents?
Rents haven't gone up all that much, and they haven't gone up nearly as much as home prices.
Buy high, rent low doesn't have the same ring to it or the same return on dollars invested. But if you can use a lot of other people's dollars, enter securitization.
What do you call them? Are they rental-backed securities?
They're viewed as a hybrid.
Doug Bent is the director of research for mortgage-backed securities at Deutsche Bank. The bank pioneered this new financial instrument to give the new housing investors leverage, a way of buying more houses with less of their own cash.
Necessity is the mother of invention, as the saying goes.
Think of it as a really big loan to a really big landlord, chopped into little pieces and sold to bondholders. The landlord, like American Homes for Rent, gets some cash for the rising home prices and a better interest rate.
Just kind of like a homeowner refinancing.
The lenders get a bond payment every month, thanks to thousands of rental payments from people like Jess Jocelyn.
Ours is $2,000 a month.
And if some of the thousands of Jocelyns stop paying their rent, well, the landlord can kick them out and find new tenants or sell the house. Lori Goodman says that, plus a much smaller scale and more conservative approach, means that rental-backed security is a far cry from the infamous toxic mortgage-backed assets that led to the last crisis.
I think people think, you know, this is a repeat of the excesses of the past, but in reality, it's very, very different than the past. It's sort of a begin to creep back to normalcy.
A normalcy where more people are renting, and more of their landlords are multi-billion-dollar companies. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.